It's time to do the podcast.
Really?
Have you ever seen The Muppet Christmas Carol?
Let's reel it in.
Okay. Oh.
I'm just a little tired.
You have a good nap there, buddy?
Yes, because you were setting up for 40 minutes.
Yeah, that's fair.
How's it going?
It's Christmas season. I can't complain.
Hey, look, I accidentally color coordinated today.
Yeah, you did. You got the red and you got the green.
And the white.
And the white. And the white. Like snow. And the black. And like the black. Ice.
Black ice, yeah.
Black ice. Tanner had a really good pun the other day. We were playing a card game called Chameleon, and it's a game where one person doesn't know what the rest of the group knows. So there's a category, and everybody else knows about the chameleon. So you go around the circle, and you try to guess which person is the chameleon because they're the only one who doesn't know.
Right.
So they'll be like the odd man out, but you have to guess.
Right.
So the word was Snow White, and when it was Tanner's turn, he said black ice.
Black ice.
And then we're like, oh.
You're like, whoa, what in the world is that supposed to mean?
Big brain.
Big brained.
Big brained.
Big brained.
Cows.
Do you think it's like, when it comes to big brained, like, does it matter the size of the big brain? Does
I think size matter? Yeah, I think size matters.
For
when
the
it comes
big
to brain. When it comes to brain.
When it comes to the brain. Okay.
To the brain, yes.
Yeah, I mean, you really never know.
I don't know.
Yeah. Anyway, I got us hot chocolate tonight from the one and only Dunkin' Donuts.
Is it the one and only, though?
Yes, which in my opinion, bro.
Do you think there's a Donuts and Dunkin' somewhere?
The best hot chocolate. There are. Oh, yeah, I forgot. It's not Dunkin' Donuts anymore. It's just Dunkin'.
It's just Dunkin'. Hey.
Hey.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays, bro.
Merry Christmas. Sweetie, sweetie. Coming for that booty.
I can't believe you said that. My mother watches. Actually, I don't know if she does.
Oh, man.
She does listen to Tandrew, though. Hey, listen to Talk Time with Tandrew, me and my best friend Andrew. Spotify only.
It's pretty good. It's pretty good. You're actually making episodes again. Happy day.
Oh, screw you, man. We took a break. took a break.
A seasonal break. I'm not talking about the year season. I'm talking about the year season.
Yeah.
Not like fall or winter, though. But anyway.
Do you want me to tell you a little secret?
Yeah.
Tomorrow's episode, I don't think Andrew knows about it yet, which this episode will air later, so he won't be able to see it and then be like, whoa, what the... But we're doing it where we're surprising him with my two siblings coming on the show.
Oh, really?
And he's going to ask us interview questions.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be really funny. But what were you going to say about the hot chocolate?
It's so creamy.
It is really creamy.
It's very good.
It's so good.
I haven't had Dunkin' hot chocolate in a long time.
This is the perfect temp, too.
Bro,
it's not burning your
runs
tongue.
On... Dunkin'. Hot chocolate?
Hot chocolate? Are you serious right now?
What don't you think in the comments down below? Does America run on coffee or does it run on
hot chocolate? Hot chocolate. I mean, that's the whole reason why Polar Express marketed off hot chocolate.
For sure, yeah, because we got it.
Ha, ha, ha.
Yeah, we got it.
Ha, ha, ha.
Tom Hanks.
Ha, ha.
He's got it.
Dude, he voiced every character in that show.
He's Santa. He's the
conductor.
He's... The conductor.
The conductor, the homeless guy. He's the black girl.
he went really mouthed for that, too. When he showed up to set, in costume, too, every day.
Yes.
Wild times. Wild times.
Okay, dude, so we're watching, we watched the Muppets Christmas Carol, huh?
We're talking about the Muppets Christmas Carol.
Yes, sir. Let's
which
hear about
is
it.
A movie I saw when I was a kid.
Okay.
I had to think about it at first. I'm like, have I seen this movie before? And it turns out that it's an astounding maybe, because I don't remember.
Okay.
But nothing in this movie seemed familiar.
Really?
But I think I've watched it before.
Okay. It's the complete opposite for me. I remember everything.
Gotcha.
So.
Was this a regular seasonal movie for you?
Not
the yearly season, just the yearly season.
I did watch this movie a lot, but I don't think it was only during Christmas season. I think I, caught myself watching it, throughout the year. But
you watched Christmas movies when it wasn't Christmas time?
Oh, yeah. You haven't?
Never.
No kidding.
Never.
For real?
I haven't watched Monster House when it's not the day before Halloween.
Okay.
I only broke that rule when we filmed the podcast. I watched it a week before Halloween, and my mom walked in the house, and she's like, what are you doing?
You're breaking tradition.
You're breaking tradition.
Get out of my house.
You lost living privileges. You're gone.
No, I don't know, man. If I'm in the mood...
That's blasphemous.
It.
That's sacrilegious.
Do you ever, let me ask you this. This is kind of a weird thing.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm the only one who does it.
Okay.
Do you ever
put barbecue sauce on my mac and cheese? Sometimes I do, and it's really good.
That wasn't what I was going to ask. But what the heck? That, no, that sounds good, though.
It's really
good.
I'm
not going to lie.
You should try it.
That just sounds like a Chick-fil-A thing, in my opinion. But, no, I was going to say it actually includes food. But, like, let me give an example. Something that I do is almost every time I get Chinese food, I have to watch, and I don't know why, I have to watch, like, 2017's Ghost, Goosebumps.
Goosebumps.
The movie with Jack Black.
Got you.
I don't know why.
You said Ghost at first. I thought you meant, like, the movie Ghost. That's really
Patrick Swayze.
Yeah.
No, I have to watch Goosebumps. Like, I don't know why, because I just, like, always associate those two things together.
I love
And I don't know if I'm the only one who does that. Do you ever, like, every time you have this food or have this drink, you have to watch or do this? Is it just me?
I mean, whenever I eat spaghetti, I like to watch Saving Private Ryan, specifically the opening scene, the Normandy scene.
I think
the spaghetti, really.
You are the worst type of person. It took me a second to remember what scene you're talking about, and good God, Ben.
Goodness.
Oh, my
goodness
God.
Gracious. But, yeah, no, I do not, long story short.
Okay. Muppets Christmas Carol.
But what I do have is a summary from Muppets Christmas Carol.
Okay,
that'll take me way less than 5 minutes. So
I got for real?
Yeah. It's just
I swear, dude, if you're going to pull one of those, just read Charles Dickens' Christmas Carol and you're good. And then I stop the timer, I'll be so mad at you. Okay.
Just literally say, it's the story of a Christmas Carol with Muppets, and then that's it.
Don't do that.
I will not.
5 minutes, go.
Okay, so it's the story of a Christmas Carol with Muppets. Done.
Don't, no.
No, I'm not.
Jerk.
So Ebenezer Scrooge is played by Sir Michael Caine.
Michael Caine.
And he is Ebenezer
Where's
Scrooge.
Where's Batman?
And Master Wayne.
Master Wayne. Tell me if it cuts out, by the way.
Okay, I will. Okay. Last time it did.
Yeah.
A couple times ago it did.
Yeah, that edit was really funny in that episode.
Yeah, thanks, man. Thanks,
okay, anyway, good too.
Put in those hours. Not Bob Marley. Cratchit? Bob Cratchit is played by Kermit, and it opens with them, as the movie does, and then it's a cool, like, back shot of, like, the entire city, you know, with the opening credits. I thought that was really cool.
Yeah.
And then it's Christmas Eve, and Kermit's like, yo.
No.
Yo. I'm not going to do it.
There's going to be a lot of that from
me. Can I, like, get Christmas Day off?
Mm-hmm.
He's like, it'll save you money on coal. And Scrooge is like, I guess so, just to save money on coal. It's a lame excuse, but since I'm the only person who knows that it's a lame excuse, you can have the day off.
Right.
He goes home. Jacob Marley is on the door handle, and then he goes in his house, and his old business partners, plural, in this adaptation, is the two old men from the Muppets. They play Jacob and Robert Marley, his old business partners.
Yep.
And they dance around, and they are just dripping, dude. Ice on their neck. They got chains.
They're Marley and Marley.
They got boxes. Marley and Marley. That would be a great...
That'd be a Gucci brand.
That'd be really cool. Marley and Marley.
Oh yeah,
trademarked. And then so they warn Ebenezer Scrooge he's gonna be haunted by three ghosts that night, and so Ebenezer is first haunted by the ghost of Christmas Past, who is a weird kind of human,
Muppet
looking
little girl.
Little girl, scarier than the ghost of Christmas Future, in my opinion.
Yes. Oh yeah.
Very creepy.
Creepy.
Very doll like, but like not in the usual Muppet way. Shows him the past of him growing up as a kid, celebrating, quote-unquote, celebrating Christmas. Screen is black.
Oh, dang it. Continue.
In the school where he studied, and his professor's like, good job. You are doing this correct. You are studying on Christmas. Good job, young Ebenezer. And then he talks to his girlfriend, who he want 2:30. Okay. You can say how much time I have left. Speak it. Speak it into existence.
Can't see it.
How much time? Spin
Keep
it
tr- going.
Towards you. Okay. What's his girlfriend's name?
Belle.
She
saw this movie twice this week.
Okay, nice.
Yeah.
She's like, hey, I want to get married. And he's like, I don't have enough money yet. And she's like, well, you don't love me then. And she walks away. And then he goes back to his bed. And he wakes up, and it's the Ghost of Christmas Present, a big holly jolly man.
I love that man.
He's really good.
I love that.
He's funny.
We'll talk about that.
He is really big, and then he becomes really normal size. and walks him through the Christmas
what a
Eve
weight loss
night. What a weight loss. There's like 5 seconds.
Sorry.
Get me on that plan. Am I right? and then he goes to his nephew's house and sees that they're making fun of him at a game. He goes to Bob Cratchit's house and saying that they're suffering and Tiny Tim is going to die. And then the ghost of Christmas present, because he lives in the present, doesn't have a very long lifespan. So he dies in like just a matter of like an hour or two.
Yeah.
And then he's immediately met by the ghost of Christmas future. And just a, you know, it looks like just a tall, cloaked figure with a, just a bony finger. And he points right at you. And it's terrifying.
No words.
No words.
No sound.
Yeah. Unscripted. I thought maybe like, I'll say this. I thought maybe there's going to be like a Muppet inside of them, like a like Fozzie Bear. Just like no, it was just actually the Grim Reaper.
Yeah,
and shows him his grave, shows him people like being happy that he's dead, and then Ebenezer's freaking out, and he wakes up, and it's still Christmas Day, and he's like, "Little boy, buy a turkey. You probably won't be able to carry it, but if you buy this turkey, I'll give you like 5 times what it's worth." And then so he gets the turkey, he donates to the people who he didn't give donations to before. To make up for all the donations that he didn't give the past year, so he gave him a lot of money because Ebenezer Scrooge is also just dripping, just like
he's
iced
tripping,
out.
Yeah.
He's dripping. Sir Michael Caine.
He's repping Marley and Marley.
Yes, Marley and Marley.
Right.
25 seconds left. Okay. And then he brings the turkey to Bob Cratchit's house. He gives his uncle and his uncle's wife a big old hug, and they're confused. And and then it cuts away. And then they celebrate Christmas.
Ten.
Ebenezer Scrooge celebrates Christmas at Bob Cratchit's house, and the movie ends, and Ebenezer Scrooge's heart grew 3 sizes that day.
Wow. With 3 seconds left.
3 seconds left.
You missed a lot.
I did not. I did not.
Where the frick is Tiny Tim?
I said Tiny
Tim. Where's Tiny? No, you didn't.
I said Tiny Tim is going to die.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh, I missed that.
Shows how much he listens to me. A listening podcast. How is it going to be a listening podcast with a visual medium as well if my co-host doesn't even listen to what I say?
I don't know. We should ask Matt Fulton.
We should ask Matt, who texted me. He's like, "Yo, by the way, bro, I love all the times you shot me. Like, it's hilarious."
Sweet.
Good man.
We're keeping him coming,
Matt. I'd
really
like to have him on the podcast someday.
That'd be really funny.
I don't know if he'd like it or not, but.
That'd be really funny. Matt, you can take my spot when I'm sick or something, or when we're pregnant.
Yeah,
me when I'm pregnant.
Oh, thank you for clarifying.
That's good. Okay, cool. Thank you for explaining in 5 minutes.
Yeah, movie came out in 1992.
Okay,
rated G.
Ooh.
For
gory.
Gory. I was gonna say puppets, but that's
Gonzo.
Gory Gonzo. G for Gonzo.
Can I say that's my favorite part of the movie is the fact that Gonzo and Rizzo the Rat are like. Like hosting the
sentient.
Whole thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's their little interactions are my favorite part of the movie.
It's funny. They're funny.
They're funny, yeah.
He is Charles Dickens. And I was actually surprised to see Fozzie Bear in the movie because this is right after his controversy.
What controversy?
He like supposedly burnt down that orphanage.
What orphanage?
Fozzie, did you not hear about that?
What are you talking about?
Fozzie Bear burnt down an orphanage and got away with it. And this is like the year after that.
In a show?
No, like in real life. I kept the straight face for so long. But it's not a joke. It's not a joke.
What are you talking about?
He killed thousands of kids.
Shut up.
And he was in this movie just a little bit, though. They probably cut his scene. It's like Amber Heard, Aquaman 2 situation.
I don't believe you at all.
I would never lie to you on this podcast.
Yeah, you freaking... Look at you, goofball, sponge pants.
Nothing.
Okay, all right, anyway.
I just winked so hard my contact already almost came out of my eyeball.
You sort of deserve that one.
Okay.
I'm over here just trying to talk about Muppets Christmas Carol, and you're over here lying to our viewers.
Hey, Tanner.
Yes.
Give me a then and now.
Okay, perfect.
Perfect.
Good idea.
What a transition.
Perfect.
Go for it.
Okay, I kind of talked about it already, but then it's weird because I like don't remember having an opinion about this movie like as a kid. I just remember like, oh, I would watch it when it came on, and that was kind of it. Like I didn't really like process if it was good or not.
Yeah,
I just remember watching it a lot though.
Gotcha.
Yeah, like there were scenes
nothing was like tactile to you watching it again through. What I mean by that is like sometimes your memories will like of certain movies it will. Like, you remember certain smells or scents when you were a kid watching the movie.
Yeah.
Did anything like that happen while you watched it again?
Not really like that, but it was weird how, like, I think I talked about this in a different episode, but, like, you remember lines and you remember how it was delivered, like how they said the words. And I caught that a lot during this.
I didn't bring this up, but in Gremlins, it's the part where the record starts.
Okay.
And then it's
I don't remember that said, much.
So the night, do you hear what I hear? And then it goes way up, and then it cuts out. So for like my entire life, I just I hear that song, and I'm like way up, and then I just stop.
Then you just stop.
I'm like,
right.
It's such a weird place to anyway.
Weird.
Yeah. Hmm. So that was your then.
Anyway,
what's your now? Yeah.
So that was my then. Mm-hmm. But now rewatching it, I went into it knowing that's gonna just be like. Like what you said earlier, like a Christmas Carol adaptation. Is that what you said?
Yeah.
And so, but I really liked how they added. I liked that it was a Muppets one.
Yeah.
Because I was like, man, I love these. It's so funny that the Muppets are like actors.
Yeah, they're listed as themselves. As Fozzie Bear as the person who killed thousands of children in the orphanage. That's not what it said. It said as
well, it was like
Fozzie.
It said Rizzo the Rat as himself.
Yeah.
But it was just like how I like how they're like treated as like
Gonzo as
actors.
Charles Dickinson. Yeah,
like Kermit the Frog is Bob Cratchit. Mm-hmm.
No. But then at the very end, it says like Muppet talent or something like that, and then it lists through the people who performed like who voiced and operated the Muppets. Like at the very end of the movie.
So
like,
hold on. So I don't know a ton about Muppets.
Gotcha.
So
they're not real.
Well, yeah.
Okay.
But one guy doesn't voice all of them.
No, it's a select few people,
mm-hmm.
but they voice multiple characters. Like
okay.
Like in the city streets when it was like all the people, like during the opening song, there's only the Muppets voices people singing that with maybe some cameos.
Okay.
But like I heard Fozzie Bear like 6 times in that opening song. Like,
oh, really?
Different characters. Yeah.
Can I say the music in this is, well, I don't know about you. I mean, because you said you don't remember if you watched it.
You went in very strong and then you just pulled back.
Well, I was.
You're like, this music is.
Well, I need to clarify. I need to clarify. I need to clarify because I think I'm trying not to attach the nostalgia to it.
Gotcha.
But I kind of have to in this. But man, their music in this is so good, in my opinion.
Gotcha.
Man, okay. That opening scene, I'm always like, there goes Mr. Humbug. There goes Mr. Grinch.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's a
I
good one.
Grinch.
Mr. Grinch. I try to just,
But, man, like, there's song, like the song where Kermit sings.
Who would win in a fight?
What the
fuck? I
was just on a rant. Okay.
Or Mr. Scrooge. Who would win in a fight? Like, the Grinch has Max.
Oh, Grinch, for sure.
But Michael Caine, Ebenezer Scrooge, has his cane. Michael Caine has his cane. He could just, like...
Right.
I don't know.
I said Grinch.
You said Grinch?
I said Grinch just because he seems more, like...
Ruthless?
He seems more, like, I don't know how...
Flexible?
He can be sneaky.
Yeah, that's fair.
Scrooge is kind of just hard and cold. Mm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Kind of like a doorknob.
Dead as a doorknail. Dead as a coffin?
Dead as a coffin.
Nail. Is that what it says?
The
Marley's
the music in this movie
is
awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Marley and Marley. Ooh. The chain, Scrooge!
So the only song that I...
And then like at the end of it, they're like, chains! And it just cuts.
I'm like, yes!
And Scrooge is there like...
He's like, I'm going to go to bed.
What were you going to say?
I'm going to bed. The only song that I liked in the movie was when Tiny Tim and Bob Cratchit were walking down the street singing the song together. But what song were they singing? Because
it was from earlier.
What song was it?
Season to be highly and joyous.
Yeah. I didn't like that song when they all sang it. But when they sang it together, just them two, it was a duet.
Was it like the Skitscat kind of deal?
Yeah, I don't like Skitscat.
Oh, you didn't like it?
I don't like the skit or the scat, specifically the scat.
Wait, so you did or did not like the Tiny Tim?
I didn't like the original rendition of it. I liked it when it was just Tiny Tim and Kermit the Frog.
Tiny Tim and Bob Cratchit were skit-scatting during that part.
What do you mean skit-scat? Oh! I like skit scatting, specifically the scat. I like the scat.
Matt Fulton. Listen to this guy's differing opinions.
I don't know what
I don't like skit scat. Can we, like, replay that? Where he says, I don't like skit scat. And then, oh, I like skit scat.
I love skit scat.
I don't even know if that's the right
only
term.
When it's a duet. It's a beatboxing.
Yeah.
Bro, a beatbox Christmas carol. You're going to die.
What?
that's what the... Actually, it wouldn't work. It wouldn't work because the Ghost of Christmas
it's
Future
not working
doesn't,
right now.
Doesn't talk. He wouldn't talk, so he can't beatbox.
Oh, the last one? You mean?
He couldn't talk.
That second one, so like I said earlier, the Jolly mm-hmm. Ghost, is my favorite because I replayed that scene where he was like, come in and know me better, man.
Was he Jamaican? What's
I did kind of say that.
Come in and know me better, man.
Come in and know me better, man.
Yeah. Sounded like the SpongeBob
Count,
voice.
Count. Which one?
The superhero, like
Mermaid Man.
And Mermaid Man and Barnacle Boy.
Mermaid Man. No, I can't do it.
And again. Barnacle Boy.
It's... Did I ever tell you the many voices of SpongeBob I can do? I could do another day in Bikini Bottom.
See, that's Jamaican.
SpongeBob and Patrick find Squidward dying.
Choking on his clarinet. That's
dude,
an episode, though.
You're shaped like Squidward.
I'm like, oh, you got me. You got me.
And then my favorite episode, I think I've done this to you. My favorite episode of SpongeBob is the one where he goes, where he's in Sandy's home. And he can't, like,
water!
Breathe. And he goes,
Sandy, I need water!
Yep.
I need it!
Any episode that happens within Sandy's dome is a good episode.
It's a good episode, yeah.
It's an episode.
Dirty Dan.
Dirty Dan. It's Dirty iconic. Dan. Am I there now? Don't remember it.
Sorry.
Then. Now. Thought it was decent. I like Christmas Carol. It's one of my favorite Christmas stories. I don't. And I like the Muppets a lot. So yeah. I had high expectations going into it.
Okay.
But they
did
were
they
not
meet?
Met.
They were not. Met,
but they weren't like, it wasn't a bad movie.
Okay.
Like it's a good movie.
Okay, cool.
We'll get into the scores later, 76% in Rotten Tomatoes, but we'll get to that later. But it was
not
okay.
Not funny.
It was okay.
It was okay?
It was okay.
Dang it.
I laughed most. I love the two old guys.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. They're the funniest.
They're really funny.
Like, after everything they say.
The frostbitten teddy bears!
Yeah. They're like an iconic duo. And iced out, dripping Marley and Marley.
Chains!
They say change.
Chains.
I think they say change at the end.
The chains, Scrooge. This chains. Because the whole song is about if he doesn't change his ways, he's going to get changed when he dies too.
Maybe the subtitles got it wrong then. Because I watched it with subtitles and it said change at the end.
Did you watch it on Disney Plus?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's probably wrong.
I watched it while my mom was vacuuming, so I had the subtitles on. Can you shut up?
I'm so freaking trying to watch the Muppet Christmas Carol
tonight. Mom. Love you.
Love you.
Yeah.
Denise, right?
D-nasty.
D-nasty.
D-nice.
Does your mom listen?
No. She's a
what
busy
a supportive
woman.
Family.
Yeah.
You have
no, my
two
grandma
sisters,
watches, though. My grandma
mom and
watches,
a dad.
Though.
I have two siblings
mm-hmm.
and their families and a mom and a dad.
Yeah.
And none of them listen to this.
Mm.
You literally talk trash about them.
Dang.
I won't. Love you guys.
Love you guys. Because, you know, I'm in the Dutch community, and in the Dutch community, word of mouth spreads very fast. So
right.
She'd probably figure out that I'm talking smack about her by the time I get home tonight.
Right.
And I would be met with a wooden spoon.
Ooh.
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 No.
I like that.
Quotes.
Yeah.
Quotes. So any line from the book or the movie, like the movies, is good. Like any line by Dickens, I like a lot.
Mm.
There's more gravy than grave of you.
Ooh, yeah.
An iconic line. But from the movie itself, I have two.
Okay.
Actually, I have three.
Okay.
I'll do three. One of them is funny. Two of them are heartwarming. And one of them actually got me a little choked up. First one is the first person that comes into Mr. Scrooge's office
mm-hmm.
Saying that he can't, you know, make his payments. And then Scrooge just picks him up and throws him out the door and slams it. And from outside, you can hear Mr. Applegate say, "Thank you for not shouting at me." And then,
I like that scene. It was after the two fundraiser guys. I don't remember who they
charity.
Were. Charity. Yeah. Charity guys. It was after the two charity guys got, they like got kicked out, and Scrooge is like right by the door after slamming it on them. And then all of a sudden you hear in the back, you hear.
Oh man, he's gonna shout.
You know, and he opens the door and he's looking around. It's that little small, like little rat guy,
little turkey boy.
And he's over like, do da dee da do, and he like looks up and he's terrified.
What do you want?
When my girlfriend, when my girlfriend saw that part, she was cracking up. It was so funny, dude.
It's I need to watch these with somebody. You know, I watch all of them alone, and I think that's why I don't get this.
Dude,
experience.
I have an apartment now. Why don't we watch these movies together and then come here and do it?
That's a good idea.
That's a good idea.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
Well, we should do that.
Popcorn.
Popcorn.
Anyway, next quote.
And
sorry.
Then Scrooge, when he's nice at the very end of the movie, and he talks to the charity guys again, and gives them the big donation. Beaker? Me.
Oh, yeah.
I think his name?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Gives him his scarf.
Oh, yeah.
And Mr. Scrooge is like, a gift? And I realized that homie's never gotten a Christmas gift before, like, in his life.
Ooh.
And that was the first gift he ever got. Yeah. And that was like, Beaker, you're making me feel some kind of way.
We got to see it.
And that's all that he said. He's like, a gift?
Right.
And then he's like, put it on and smiled. He's like, oh, man. And then...
I loved it, man.
That was really good. And then at the very end, what's the rat's name?
Rizzo
the rat. The whole movie, they're like back and forth saying like, you're not Mr. You're not Charles Dickens. You're Gonzo. And at the very end, Rizzo. I'm stuck.
I'm crying because I love you.
There you go. Lizzo. Oh my goodness,
Rizzo, bro.
Finally,
Lizzo
says,
McGuire.
That would be a good spinoff. I would not watch that.
Please don't.
He says, "What a nice story, Mr. Dickens."
Oh,
so he calls Gonzo. He accepted it.
Yeah,
he went into the Gonzo's disillusionment. He said, "You know what?
Right.
I'll make the situation much worse and actually call you, Mr. Dickens, even though you're not."
Yeah, that's kind of cute.
Kind of cute.
Yeah. I just there's that one bit that I don't know why they included this in, but when the whole point of Rizzo, like,
it's
always.
Lizzo.
Shut up. Rizzo always losing his jelly beans. He's like, I forgot my jelly beans.
Okay, so I didn't notice that until, like, the part where, I think it was in the present when he's like, I can't find my jelly beans.
Yeah.
I'm like, what's up with the jelly beans?
I don't know.
And then it was a running gag throughout the movie, and I'm like, were the jelly beans always there? And I realized, he had a bag of jelly beans the whole time.
Yeah.
But it's just like, where's my jelly beans? I thought it just, like, came out of nowhere. Like,
right.
It was just a weird off the dome kind of humor.
It was when they fell off the horse, and like as soon as they were outside Scrooge's house, when like the doorknob thing turned into Marley.
Yeah.
And they fell off the horse.
And Rizzo goes.
And then the next bit, he goes, yeah.
He goes, Gonzo, a kiss on the beak.
There was the bit where so when he falls, he's like, Charles Dickens was like,
yeah.
Come on, Rizzo, we got to go in. He's like, hold on, I forgot my... He's like, I dropped my jelly beans over here. He's digging in the
That's
snow.
That's what I'm talking about.
I know,
like,
it's
where did
so
this come
weird.
From?
It's so funny, it's though. Good.
It's funny, though.
Oh, my gosh.
All right. Does this have any traumatizing-ness?
I was terrified for my life.
When you were a kid?
Now.
10?
10.
Is this our first 10? Will we ever do a movie where it's like 10?
No.
Out of 10?
Mm-mm. Well, unless you purposely pick a horror movie.
If we ever did Blair Witch Project, that would be a 10 out of 10. Because I watched that when I was like 12.
Ooh.
Alone.
I watched that the first and last time I saw it was when I was 19.
Yeah. Bro, I watched that when I was, maybe 12 is really young. I snuck it in the house. I went to the library using my library card.
Nice.
That my parents gave me, and I don't know why they gave it to me. Because usually for rated R movies, you have to have an ID.
You have to have an ID, yeah.
But
or a parent with you, at least.
I think the librarian was blind, so she gave me the movie.
Hmm.
And I watched it, and I went back,
it.
And I said, why did you let me do this? She said, I'm blind. I said, okay.
I'm blind.
I got you. Legally?
Legally blind. I love that movie.
Oh, legally. Oh,
legally
yeah.
Blind.
Legally blind.
Never seen
that.
I don't even know what that movie's about.
Yeah. So, not really any traumatizing scale, except let's give it a 1. or 1.5 because we agreed that the Ghost of Christmas Past is kind of
scarier than the future one.
Off-putting. To which I would say to the Ghost of Christmas Present that he should be off-putting. Am I right?
I don't get it.
Oh, okay. Because he's overweight. He's a jolly man.
Because he's fat.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. Speaking of fat, this movie got a fat 76% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Boom!
Boom!
That's pretty bad. That's pretty good.
That's pretty good.
Not bad.
That's pretty good.
It's a pretty moderately good movie.
Yeah. It's not my favorite Christmas Carol adaptation. That's okay. The Jim Carrey one.
I have not seen that.
That's a really
Is
good
it really
one.
Good?
That one's scary, dude. That one is
oh, it's
scary,
spooky.
Scary. Yeah.
Oh.
That would be like a 7 or 8 on the traumatizing scale from when I was a kid.
Really?
That movie, like, I thought about that movie at night throughout, like,
jeez,
a couple weeks after I saw it.
Yeah.
There's a part where, like, the big holly jolly dude, Ghost of Christmas Present,
yeah,
he grows old and, like, it's from the book, but he opens his robe and there's, like, two little kids in his robe.
What?
Greed and I think the girl, I forget what they are, but they're two, like, deadly sins.
Okay.
And, like, they grow from children to adults in front of his eyes. And, like, one of them becomes an insane person. And the other girl becomes, like, a sleazy girl. And then it's just, like, in front of Scrooge as the Ghost of Christmas Present falls over. And his, like, face is sinking. And he's, like, turning into dust while laughing. And they're in the clock tower. So, like, the clock is striking, like, dong, dong, dong. And with each laugh or with each what is it? Chime?
Yeah.
It's like he's like getting like pounded more like into the ground, like he's like dying more and more. And so
jeez.
And so then like by the time it's done, like the clock stops dinging and he's like still laughing and then he like it's blown away and he's just bones.
That is terrifying.
It's terrifying. I saw that in IMAX when I was like 8.
Oh my God.
Just
dude.
Sitting in my seat.
Is that what you do when you're scared?
No, I was like this tall.
But is that what you do when you're scared now? I don't even know if your camera can pick it up.
I sink into my chair. No, when I'm watching a movie, if I'm scared, I'll never look away. I'll cover my ears.
Okay.
Because I want to see it, but it's the loudness.
Mine
it's
is
like the jump scare that gets you, so I'll watch and I'll cover my ears.
Yeah, mine is the whole like peek through the fingers kind of deal.
See, but then you don't know when it's over. Like you can open your eyes at the part when the jump scare is. You know?
Yeah, maybe. Or I always peek through and then go, I always say things like, oh, yeah, okay, okay, yeah, all right.
Okay, yep. Oh, wait, this one
I
out.
Think it's over.
Yeah.
So.
So what would, what would you give this?
My traumatized scale is.
Nope. Nope, we're past that, buddy. Rotten Tomato score.
My traumatizing scale.
All right.
You never let me give mine.
Oh,
that's why.
I don't think I ever gave one.
Mine's 0.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't really see anything scary.
That's fair.
Even the little girl was tolerable for me. My. Whoa.
That hurt.
You okay?
I tried to push out a cough and it didn't. It just like squeezed my throat.
You're gonna.
Just throw up in the mic. Yeah. Squidward? Just making random noises.
Oh wow.
All right. So,
anyway,
scale is
my
0.
My Rotten Tomatoes is I would give it was 76, you said?
Yeah.
I would in my opinion, I would give it like an 80.
Mm.
I really like this movie. And 80%? Watching it again,
okay.
I even appreciate it more because I was like, because as a kid, you know, you watch a movie and you kind of like kind of comprehend it,
mm-hmm.
and you kind of think you know what's going on. But then when you watch it as an adult, like I feel like I like, oh, this
oh,
is
yeah.
how it's going.
Yeah,
and I liked it a lot.
All right, so if Marley's were wearing a 10-foot chain,
yeah,
I'd probably, and I had to carry some of it around with me for all of eternity. I'd probably carry, 7 feet of it. You know?
70%?
70%.
Cool.
Yeah. That's about all I got.
Wow.
Wow.
Cool, man.
And that's the movie.
That was good.
All right. So, plug away.
At Tanner Reckledge.
Sick of talking to you. Just plug away.
Girl and Go Podcast. Talk Time with Andrew. Real.it.in.podcast. And my new song comes out January 7th.
And it's called?
North Carolina, baby
North
girls.
Carolina. Not South Carolina.
Not South Carolina. Or North Dakota.
Yeah, no, that's right.
I've never been to North Dakota.
Renner Teklage is putting out South Dakota.
No, I'm going as Tanner Joseph.
Oh, are you really?
Yeah, for real.
Nice, I like it. Yeah. My stage name is Benjamin James.
Or LaCroix Boy Ben.
Or LaCroix Boy Ben.
Speaking of.
Yeah, so follow me on Instagram at LaCroix Boy Ben. And I started a new gig. I'm going around the Chicago/Northwest Indiana area and filming music gigs at night for a small production company. You can watch our live record, not live recorded, our shows that we record live and put on YouTube 2 weeks later. I film some of it, I edit it, and we put it out. First episode that I edit comes out December 12, I think.
Cool.
So check that out. It's called It's Jam Night, and I'd appreciate that a lot. And give us some love. Thank you very much.
Sweet. Cool. What's next week's movie?
Next week's movie is Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very shiny nose. And if you ever
saw it,
you would say, keep it real.